What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Jeffrey Williams from Nelly Six Productions about the Mount Vernon Summer Front Porch Concert Series kicking off Friday, June 21st, and going on throughout the summer. Jeffrey, what is the Summer Front Porch Concert Series?
Yeah, this is a really great community event that is in its second year. We had a committee last year that we kind of put together of folks from the community who are champions of the arts, and we're really proud and happy about the extensive music scene of talented artists around this area and outside of Mount Vernon, the people who come to the area to play music. And so we put together an event for homeowners on a neighborhood just off of downtown Mount Vernon, volunteer their homes on their porches, and we close the street down, and we have food trucks, and we have bands and activities for kids, and we just really have a great time. And they're happening the third Friday of each month of the summer in June, July, and August. And they go from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and have been really well attended, and we're really looking forward to having a bigger, better year this year.
Is there any cost to the event for those who want to attend?
No, this is a free community event, so anyone who is interested in just coming down and experiencing some really nice community spirit can come on down and find their way over to East High Street, which is just east of downtown, right off of, I think it's 36. Yeah, State Route 36. And you'll find us there between the 500 and 800 blocks of East High Street.
So each month there's going to be a different Summer Front Porch Concert Series. What's going to set each month apart from the other?
Yeah, it's really great. Last year we had three porches for each event that we had musicians on, and we kind of have staggered start times, so there's always some kind of music happening. And then this year we went up to five porches. So we have three feature porches where we have kind of larger bands that are doing an hour set. But this year we also added a songwriter's porch for folks who are sharing original music, because we have a lot of great songwriters around the area. And then we have a community porch, which is kind of run sort of like an open mic night. So we have people who are, you know, slated to play on that porch, but then, you know, they'll be doing sort of a rollover of 30-minute sets and sharing music with the community that way. So it's going to be a little bit bigger event this year, and hopefully a lot of fun. We also have some art themes that go along with each event, and the June event that is next Friday on the 21st is a cardboard think outside the box theme. So we're encouraging folks who want to participate to develop costumes or some kind of fun activities around cardboards and bring them to the event and just share them with the community.
I just think it's great to see the community come together for such an awesome event that everyone can enjoy and for free. Any recommendations on where people should park or anything they should bring when they want to attend?
You know, you'll probably want to bring a folding chair, a lawn chair with you, and you can find a porch that you're interested in. And then you can also, you know, move yourself around and check out the different acts and activities that are going on. You generally would need to find parking off of downtown. There are some public parking spaces within walking distance that are right along the east side of downtown. There is some street parking in the neighborhoods adjacent to where we're going to be. And then also one of the central businesses there is Snyder's Flowers Funeral Home is a community sponsor, and they've been really supportive, and they have a larger parking lot and have opened that up to seniors and handicapped folks who may have some mobility issues. And so there is a map that you can find. Probably the best information for someone who are looking to attend is to go to our website at nelly6.com, and you'll find the Front Porch Series on our header bar, and it provides information on event maps and what food trucks are going to be there, and you can find biographies on the performers who are going to be performing each month, and really all the information that you need.
It sounds like it's going to be a great summer full of music and arts. Is there anything that you're most looking forward to this summer, which we are only just beginning?
You know, just seeing how the event grows. You know, last year we really just kind of put it together kind of on a shoestring. In our first event, we didn't have the streets closed down, but we had such a turnout that the city agreed that maybe for safety reasons it would be good to do a small street closure. And then, you know, each month we had an increasing number of attendees. And so this year we're anticipating even more. And by the end of the summer last year, we had folks coming from out of town. And so we're anticipating that as well. So we're really looking forward to a big event.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the summer concert series or anything coming up in this summer that you'd like to share before I let you go today?
Well, it's probably good just to go ahead and call out the actual dates. So next Friday, June 21st, is the first event for the summer. And then the July event is on the 19th. And then the August event is on August the 16th. And again, these events run from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can make your way down to East High Street off of downtown Mount Vernon and come enjoy the time.
You've got the vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.